for this to go on, to me, is truly amazing, really is, that Hubbard House has continued this this memorial in my mother's name.
Mother's name is Barbara Ann Campbell. That's her son, Robert. We're at the 30th annual Barbara Ann Campbell Memorial Breakfast presented by Vistar Credit Union and Hubbard House. This event really is a platform for survivors to share their stories and highlight Hubbard House's life-saving and life-changing work. It also is designed to raise money, which ultimately is vital for the services that are available for survivors of domestic violence and abuse in our community. As a reminder, the hotline is 904-354-3114. Rich Jones, Christine Bellino live at Prime Osborne Convention Center as they've just opened up the doors. When you walk through the doors, Christine, two things strike me. The Seeds of Hope, which is a memorial wall, and has these messages of hope and inspiration on them. And then the two very long tables that are all set for those who lost their life in the fight against domestic violence. Hundreds upon hundreds of places set. And every single one of them has a story attached to it.
Every single one. It doesn't have their names, but it has their story, how old they were, exactly what happened in their final moments. And it's heart-wrenching. So you have this, you know, very inspirational wall, and then these, and their stories are just, you look at the seating, the placement, and you say, you know, how many of these lives could have been saved, but yet so many are. So it is a mix of celebration over the lives that have been saved and the messages that have been getting across, and a memorial for those who unfortunately lost their lives in the struggle against domestic violence.
It takes an entire team of individuals to work with the hundreds upon hundreds of survivors in our community, but there's always a leader, and it's Gail Patton who leads Hubbard House, and everyone is busting out their purple from fall and winter, because it feels
exactly
like winter, doesn't it?
It does.
Like the one or two times a year we get to wear this stuff.
Yep.
Do you walk through the doors at this annual event feeling mixed emotions as well?
I do. It's a time of memorial, you know, remembering Barbara Ann Campbell, remembering all those courageous victims who lost their life due to domestic violence. But then on the other side, there's hope, because there also are people who are getting services and who are not dying because of domestic violence. And the hope also comes from seeing the community who come out year after year to say, we're here to support survivors. We're here to show them that we care, and what matters is that you are here and that we are here to support you. And that's huge, because we can't, as you said, we can't do this alone. This is because Jacksonville is so committed to survivors, and this event shows that.
Who was Barbara Ann Campbell?
Barbara Ann Campbell was the sister-in-law of former Mayor Jake Godbold, and she had left her husband and was living away from him, and he found her, and he shot her, and he killed her.
And 30 years later, we remember her and all of the other women, men, children, survivors of domestic violence, and yet it's her name that's a centerpiece. Why is that so important to Hubbard House and to the community that her name continues to be attached and affixed to this? And former Mayor Jake Godbold as well.
When this happened, this tragedy that happened to Barbara Ann Campbell and her family, Jake Godbold came to Hubbard House and said, you know, we need to stop this from happening to other people. And we, you know, him and the family, want to lend our name to your event to bring awareness that this can happen to anybody from any background, and that there is hope and help available. And so, you know, as hard as it is for the family to relive this year after year, they do it because they know it's saving other people's lives, so that other people and other people's families don't have to experience what they've had to live with now for all of these years.
And it's I don't want to say, it's inspirational to know that there are so many people here to help, and that people shouldn't, victims should not live in shame, because this really touches all aspects of our society. So Barbara Ann Campbell, somebody who, you know, had a prominent family in the community, and this happened to her. And I think a lot of people feel embarrassed. They feel ashamed about this, and it can really happen to anybody.
It can, and you know, you really zoned in on something that is very common with this crime, and let's not make a mistake, this is a crime, and this is a crime where the victim feels ashamed and responsible, because that's what the abuser is telling them. You know, they're telling them, if you hadn't done XYZ, I wouldn't have to do this. This breakfast, we want to bring those voices to the forefront so that they see there's nothing to be ashamed of. And when we hear these stories of these amazing survivors and their resilience and their bravery to come forward and say, this happened to me, and I'm not going to live in the shadows anymore. I'm going to speak out so that others understand it's not their fault. It's not something to be ashamed of, that there are other people just like them who have gotten through this and are living very victorious lives and safe lives and not living without a voice anymore. That's what this breakfast is about, giving that voice.
It happens to people who may seem powerful in their jobs. Mm-hmm. They may be an executive. They may be, you know, they may be a storekeeper. They may be anybody, really. And this is definitely a crime that does not discriminate.
It absolutely does.
And the 24/7 hotline is available to anyone at 904-354-3114. Gail Patton leads the Hubbard House, and thank you for having us here. We do appreciate it. And to be able to amplify the message is really what we hope to do out of today.
We're thankful for you being here, and I always believe that when radio and media show up, people's lives are being saved, because you're getting it out in a way no one else can. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you.